Rasmussen poll, Republican lead on generic ballot drops to 4 points. By Jacob Bliss on September 9, 2022. The Republican candidate's lead over a Democrat on the generic congressional ballot drops to 4 points, a Rasmussen Reports poll revealed Friday. With only 60 days away from the 2022 midterm election, as the Republicans look to retake control of Congress, the most recent Rasmussen Reports survey showed that 46% of likely U.S. voters would elect a Republican, 1 point less from last week, in comparison to the 42% who said they would vote for the Democrat. There was also 4% who said they would vote for another candidate, and the other 7% said they were unsure. Nevertheless, while Republicans have led the generic ballot all year, the 4-point lead comes only 2 months before the election. However, with only 2 months before the election, there is still time for the generic ballot to move either way before November. Rasmussen noted that in September 2018, before Democrats took the House for the first time in 8 years, they had the same 4-point advantage on the generic congressional ballot, 46% to 42%. But as the 2018 November midterm election neared, the margins between Democrats and Republicans became extremely close. Republicans had 46% to 45% for Democrats. In this poll, the Republican Party has a double-digit advantage, 10 points, with independents over Democrats. Among voters not affiliated with either major party, 42% said they would vote for the GOP candidate, while only 32% said they would vote for the Democrat candidate. Additionally, 31% of black voters and 42% of other minority groups said they would vote for the Republican candidate if the election were held today. A Democrat candidate would garner support from 55% of black voters and 43% of other minority groups. Furthermore, there is a difference in voter intensity between the parties, with 90% of Republican voters saying they would vote for their own party's congressional candidate and only 84% of Democrats saying the same thing. The Rasmussen Report survey was conducted from September 4 to 8 and questioned 2,500 likely United States voters. The survey had a 2% margin of error and a 95% confidence level. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @JacobBliss.